And we're back. Welcome back to the Leaner Stronger podcast. This is Coach Peter.
Coach Teresa.
Today's episode is going to be super, super actionable. And it's going to be an echo from the past. It's going to be an echo from your grandmother, from your mother. Because sometimes, like, your grandmas and your moms, like, they just got, they got their shit figured out, you know.
They do. They really do. Like, every time, like, for example, okay, mom and dad, they have something to say, we're always like, roll our eyes, we're like, yeah, yeah, whatever. And then literally like 2 weeks later, we're like, they were right.
Okay, it doesn't apply to absolutely everything. I've got to put that out there. But I got to tell you that her dad actually, like, especially when it comes to, like, you know, we've moved to the tropics and there's some very specific problems that arise, like living in the tropics.
Mm.
As a, for instance, my... I've got a bit of a rash.
Where is the rash?
Called the jock rash.
The FNQ jock rash.
Yeah. So this is something that Russell, Teresa's dad, pointed out.
Yeah, literally.
A couple of weeks ago. Just, it'll come like the very nonchalant, like just very like vague little thing. He'll say something and...
Better watch out for that XYZ.
Exactly. And then
sure
couple...
Make sure you do XYZ.
Exactly. And then couple, you're like... Come on, Dad. Like, that's bullshit. Like, that's not going to apply to me. Sure enough, a couple weeks later,
that bloody jaw crash is here. Waking me up three times a night.
Yeah. Just another testament that this Finnish body is still going through some adaptations, living in the humid and wet
tropics.
You're
doing really well.
Yeah.
You're doing very well. Very
cool.
Well,
let's get to the actionable stuff. What do the grandmas and the moms know? Well, I'm sure that your mom... has told you to have breakfast. There's so many things that are very common.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people struggle with. Like if some of these kind of... I wonder if some of these would
Can you paint
sound
us a
familiar.
Picture?
Let's say that it's like mid-morning and you're just like kind of... You feel a little bit jittery. You're like... It's like a cold feeling, at least for me. It feels a bit... cold. You're getting a bit short, like your kind of your tolerance for bullshit shrinks. You
which
just...
is already pretty low.
yeah let's not go there. You become snappy, right? And then you're like, you just can't put your finger on like what is it. What is this feeling? Maybe it's early afternoon and you're all of a sudden you're like, I need some chocolate. Like, I really need some chocolate right now.
Yeah, or that chocolate chip cookie in the pantry.
Exactly. Or like, I just really need to, like, I need some nuts. I think I need a snack. That's like, I need a snack. If you ever think to yourself, I need a snack, then this is something that you want to listen to. Or later at night, you're like, all right, I've had dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I had a dessert.
Mm-hmm.
But I still want to go in the pantry and, like, I still want to get some cookies and whatever. Whatever.
There's that old block of chocolate that I totally forgot about and I need to go dig it out.
Exactly.
Even if it's, like, stale and there's some questionable color on it.
That's right. Oh, shit, I actually ate that last week. Well, fuck it, I'm going to go to the corner shop and get another one. If you experience any of these, they can be traced back that... You haven't had breakfast. You have not had breakfast. The power of breakfast, it's not only in like, obviously, if you're doing some vigorous physical activity in the morning, you need that energy. You need those carbohydrates that are going to fuel you through your training sessions so that you can train really, really hard. You can train properly. But that's not the only reason why we have breakfast. We also have breakfast to set our body up for good blood sugar management throughout the entire day.
Because without it, especially if you're one of those people who jump straight into a coffee, maybe two, you are riding that blood sugar roller coaster like you're some kind of, I don't know, adrenaline freak.
And it's not only the blood sugar roller coaster, because you also add in the caffeine roller coaster into the mix then. You know, you wake up in the morning and you go straight into having a coffee, you get a boost of adrenaline, boost of cortisol, these stress hormones give you energy, but they are the ones that are, you know, they're going to put you into a like your nervous system into a bit of a higher arousal state, right? So you haven't had breakfast. So then come like a couple hours later down the track, now that that caffeine is starting to wear off, like you're just going to be absolutely ravenous for whatever you can get your hands on. And then when you're ravenous and you're just like, oh, just give me that shit. Give me that shit. Like, I don't care what it is. Just give me that fucking sugary thing. You have that, and then a little bit later down the track, because you didn't have a proper balanced meal that would have like kept your blood sugar levels nice and stable, guess what? Now that blood sugar is going to come crashing down again. Mm. So now you're like riding these waves like, oh, fuck, it's 4 p.m. I got to go get a coffee, but I better make sure I get some donuts too or whatever. You're riding this wave throughout the entire day, and no wonder why you struggle to focus, why you struggle to stay, like keep your attention on some challenging thing at work. Why do you find yourself, how did this freaking phone end up in my hand again? Like, why have I just wasted 20 minutes of my time scrolling? A lot of it can be traced back to not having breakfast and having your blood sugar management levels be a little bit suboptimal.
It's huge.
Yeah. The other reason for having a breakfast, it's that not only especially when it comes to having, or what should you have for breakfast?
Let's paint a couple of scenarios.
Yeah. What should you have for breakfast? You should not just have like a piece of white bread for breakfast. Because again, having that, like if you don't have any protein and fat, if you just have white bread that are very high in carbohydrates, no fiber, that's going to cause your blood sugar levels to go up really quickly. And what goes up really quickly usually comes down really quickly too. You've already understood that that's a problem when it comes to your focus and your energy levels. So you want to have a balanced, proper meal, and you want to make sure that you've got protein in your meal, because that protein has been shown, having high protein breakfast has been shown to reduce cravings and snacking later at night. Also, that protein, we hear protein, we're like, oh, that's for muscles, right? You need some protein to build some muscles. And you're absolutely correct. But protein and amino acids that make up proteins are also the building blocks of neurotransmitters, which are these chemical messengers that are required for these processes that happen in our head that are required for things like memory, decision-making, like strategic thinking. These things are going to deplete your neurotransmitters.
But also your emotional health as well, and your mood.
And your ability to control your impulses and just like keep your shit together, like in plain English. Just keeping your shit together ability during the day. It's going to depend a lot on like, did you have protein for breakfast? And having protein for breakfast is going to improve your keeping your shit together ability, tolerance, during the rest of the day.
Love it.
Just made up that word.
It works.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what are some actual like breakfast scenarios that we might be able to go through. Because
okay.
I know some people are really busy, even though busy is not an excuse. Let's talk about what a quick breakfast that ticks all the boxes can look like. Give us your really fast on the go. I've just done 3 hours up the mountain and back. I have a call in 20 minutes. I need to get protein, carbs, fats after this basically marathon length activity. What are you going to go for?
Okay, perfect. I will not only give you that, but I will also give you what did I eat after I woke up at 4:30 a.m.
There we go.
What did I eat before I went up the mountain? And then I'll tell you what I ate after coming down the mountain.
Perfect. Okay? Let's go.
So I've been doing Chobani Fit yogurt because that has protein in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll chuck in some blueberries for a bit of carbohydrates and especially for fiber, for vitamins and minerals and just nutrient into the food.
There's also a quick study on that, side note, where blueberries have actually shown to have a positive impact relatively instantly on your mood.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So blueberries for the win. And if you're finding that they're not in season, get the organic or even just frozen blueberries. in the freezer section yeah. because they're a lot more affordable. They're a lot more convenient.
That's all right. Then I'll chuck in some peanut butter in there because that's going to have a bit more fat. It's going to give me a bit more calories. And it's also going to slow down the digestion and absorption of the rest of the meal. I'm going to have a banana just to add some, again, add some carbs, add some fiber in there. I'll put a bit of honey on top just to add some carbs and some calories in there. Let's remember, hey, I'm not going to go and sit on my ass at the office. I'm going to go and climb the freaking mountain and come back, right? And then I'll also have a glass of super juice. And if you've been following my social media accounts lately, or if you watched the YouTube video, 5 Steps for Natural Testosterone Boost, you would know what super juice is. So if you don't know what that is, I would highly recommend you go watch that video after this.
That's pretty amazing. Like, you're getting so many antioxidants, so much fiber in there. You're obviously getting protein, carbs. Like, you're really ticking all the boxes in something that literally takes you less than 90 seconds to make.
I'm going
to
tell you how quick it is. When I come out of the room in the morning, Panna, our little puppy dog, comes out of the... I let her out of their cage. And I managed to make the breakfast and eat the breakfast before she asked me to go and open the door for her so that she can go and do toilet. A wee.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've been doing all that while I've been snoozing.
Yeah, exactly. So it happens. It's a lightning fast breakfast. So saying that you don't have time for this kind of thing, you're full of shit. And by the way, I've also had my coffee there at the same time, because the coffee, I put it into this espresso maker the night before.
Yes, very organized.
So all I have to do is to...
Just turn
the dial and it's on. Yeah. Coffee's brewing.
Very organized.
So then I come out of the mountain. What do I have then? Here's another option for you. It's having some oats. Putting a bit of protein powder into your oats. Make sure it's a protein powder that your guts can tolerate.
Yes.
At the moment, like, obviously, because you don't do that well with dairy, we're just using a collagen peptide protein.
And collagen protein has also shown a lot of studies to be beneficial for your skin health and the rejuvenation and hydration of your skin. So keep that collagen protein in there, guys.
Yeah, definitely. But if you can tolerate whey protein has actually been shown to be more beneficial for muscle building and strength gain. And it's actually, like, I've seen some stuff about collagen protein having potentially, like, not being as good when it comes to, like, stimulating muscle protein synthesis as whey protein is.
If we had that opportunity, we'd be doing
that.
Yeah,
exactly. But I'm just not going to live in a household where...
Well, there's
she's
a host
having
of...
dairy every day.
It's not even that. It's more so just the underlying stuff, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But anyway.
We're going to go there in a moment. So we got oats, we got protein powder, we're going to add some honey to get more carbs, more calories. We're going to add in peanut butter again to get more fats and get more calories. Usually I'll also add some chia seeds, because they're very high, obviously, in fat as well, so they're going to bring in some calories, but they're very high in omega-3 fatty acids, which are really, really beneficial. Then we're also going to be adding some more blueberries into that and a bit more cinnamon. Cinnamon actually more so for taste, but cinnamon has also been proven to improve blood sugar.
Yes.
Regulation.
Throughout the day.
Like, it'll keep your blood sugar, help you to keep your blood sugar levels more stable after you've had that meal if it contains some cinnamon.
Yeah.
Plus, it just makes it taste great.
Yeah, it's delicious. Who doesn't want protein oats of a morning?
That's
it's
right.
So good.
So what do you have?
So I kind of like to cycle through different things. So sometimes if I am going to take Panna for a walk and I do want to make sure that I'm having some food, because with me, if I just have straight up black coffee and no food, like, the jitters is not great. And, you know...
Like anxiety.
Yeah, quite a lot of anxiety. I know there are a lot of other people on this planet who also experience that. So if you are feeling that, I really need you to eat some protein, carbs, and maybe some slow release fats to help you just balance out those blood sugars and kind of bring down the jitters and the anxiety.
Yeah,
I really felt that one this morning, actually.
Yeah, I think we should add that into the list of things that if you're experiencing this, you didn't have breakfast. It's anxiety and just like feeling
It's not a nice feeling.
Yeah, but if you are finding yourself being really anxious for some odd reason, mm-hmm. for no reason at all, you're having like negative thoughts and just not believing in yourself and whatever rides along with being anxious in the mid-morning, I want you to think back to that morning. Did you have breakfast?
Yeah.
But did you have coffee? Like, oftentimes it is, no, I didn't have breakfast, but yes, I've had like at least one to five cups of coffee.
It's a big break. By this time.
Yeah. So what do you have then? Yeah,
what would I usually have? My really fast go-to breakfast is a yogurt bowl. I love my yogurt bowl. I've got coconut yogurt and I will add a scoop of collagen protein in there. Ideally, I do prefer more whole foods-based protein sources when it comes to breakfast, but I will have a scoop of protein if I'm on the go. So from there, I'll add in some chia seeds, maybe some healthy granola that I really like. Freedom Foods are great because it's gluten-free, dairy-free, and oat-free because I cannot have oats. And then from there, I'll also add chopped banana and I might have a little pomegranate juice as well because I do find that there's so many wonderful health benefits.
God dang it, I didn't specify what it was. You spilled the beans. Well, you should still go watch my natural testosterone boost video.
What did I say?
You said, I didn't say pomegranate juice. I just said I just said super juice.
Oh, super juice.
I kept it close to my chest, but you just freaking ruined it for me.
Suzzy.
I also see you making some eggs some days, don't you?
So yeah, so I do love myself some classic toast with avocado, 2 to 3 eggs. I honestly think what girl doesn't want to eat that for breakfast every single day? Maybe a little bit of crumbled feta and some drizzle of lemon. Like, you can't go wrong. It never gets old. I would have that every single day. It's perfect. And then on the
I would say that men, you know, why not? Like you said, who?
What woman? What? What man?
Who doesn't like that?
Who doesn't like that? You would eat that every morning.
Yeah, too, wouldn't I love
you?
That.
But you do love your protein oats, and then
it's quick and easy.
Yeah, it's quick and easy. And then if I'm not having that, at the moment I've been having some quinoa porridge, which I've really been enjoying as well. So I'll have that with a bit of almond milk, blueberries, of course, some chopped banana. A bit of granola, you know, we love adding bits and pieces. We want to keep life interesting.
So we've got a pretty balanced meal there.
And protein powder, yeah.
And protein powder, okay. So we've got a pretty balanced meal there. And I think that what you should keep in mind, if you're someone who likes to, maybe you just don't like making breakfast, maybe you're just like, you're not a cook, or whatever reason you don't make breakfast, but you do like eating breakfast and you get it from a cafe or something, like, just, you don't. Go for that pancake bowl every single day. You know?
You don't have to go for a straight up croissant every day either.
Yeah, exactly. Like, again, that's not a balanced meal. That's just super high in carbohydrates. We're going to go to the blood sugar management roller coaster from there. That's have right. a proper meal. Eggs Benedict.
You're an adult.
Avo and eggs, like with toast.
That's it. Like, you can usually get that
slow cooked.
$12 to $14, like literally two pieces of toast and an egg. Yes, you could have made it at home for one eighth of the price, but if you're really finding that you're struggling and you're at a cafe, two eggs on toast, a little bit of avocado, bang. So good.
Bob's your uncle.
For a success.
Bob's your uncle.
And who's your auntie?
Auntie Carol. sorry, that's an inside joke. We shouldn't make inside jokes, yeah.
Sorry.
Bob's your uncle is an Australian expression meaning that. What does it mean?
I have no idea.
What?
I don't know what any of the meanings mean. I don't think anybody knows. You just learn them as a kid and then they just come out at the right time.
Okay. Bob's your uncle. It just means like you do you, you know?
Bob's your uncle. It just means like, and that's good.
Yeah. Good on ya.
Yeah. I don't even know if that's, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, so there's some breakfast options for you. If you're really on the go, it could be an overnight oats. It could be a chia pudding. Just go ahead and pop that protein powder, some blueberries or some other forms of berries. It could be a protein shake. Like, there's so many options that literally would take you 30 seconds or less to make, but it's literally about you taking the responsibility and you telling, you acknowledging that you're an adult. And then an adult should be having breakfast, especially if you're looking for long-term progress and success with your health and your fitness.
It'll change your life. If you have any questions or comments about anything we've covered in this episode, we'd love to hear that. It would also help us out a lot if you left us a rating, a review, comment, like, whatever kind of engagement that you feel comfortable with. It really helps out us a lot when it comes to being able to reach out more people. Hey, maybe just tell someone that if you really enjoy listening to us, like, just tell someone in your life, like, hey, maybe you would like this episode or this podcast, these guys. We're on socials at Coach Puter,
at Coach Teresa West.
Coach Teresa West. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Hope that you have an absolutely great rest of the day. See you in the next one.